I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can, oh, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Oh, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can, he'll do me no harm. I'm no harm. He'll do me no harm. He'll do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can, he will do me no harm. No harm, no harm. He'll do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, no harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can, oh, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under. Don't you wanna stay right under his blood? I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can, he will do us no harm. No harm, no harm, he will do us no harm. No harm, no harm, he will do us no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way, praise the Lord, I'm on my way. Salvation is free, why don't you come? Salvation is free, why don't you come? Salvation is free, why don't you come? I'm on my way, praise the Lord, I'm on my. If you don't go, if you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't you hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I'm on my way, praise the Lord, I'm on my. I'm on my way, I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way, praise the Lord. If you don't go, don't you hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I'm on my way.
that's in one more verse. Stay under his blood. Amen. You don't look like you're going, guys. You're like, you look very depressed. Amen. Hey, we're going to heaven. Amen. It's happening, we're going to heaven. Amen. You know, you need to lose your job and then you spend hours praying. Amen. And then you feel excited singing. Amen. You get in the spirit, you break through just singing songs. Amen. It's a nice place to be. Brother Sam, you pray for us. We'll sing one more song, yeah? Let's sing that song. What did I say? I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay by. Oh, don't you wanna stay? I'm gonna stay right under his. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood, where the devil can. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under. I'm gonna stay. He will do me no harm. He'll do me no harm. He will do me no harm. No, no harm. Where the devil can, he will do me no harm. No, he will do me no harm. Oh, do me no harm. No harm.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you once again for giving us an opportunity to come before you, Father God. Lord God, we never want to take it for granted, Lord God. We are the most privileged people, Father God, with what you've revealed to us in this day, Father. And we're just so grateful and thankful, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to come before you, Lord, to hear your word, Father God, to rejoice, Father God, Lord, that we've come from many different situations, circumstances, work, whatever it's been, Father God, whatever the day's been, Father, help us just to lay aside all of our cares, our thoughts, Father God, and just give you the preeminence, Lord God, because you're the main one, Father God. It says, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst, Father God. You're the unseen guest, Father God. So we're looking to you, Father. We're dependent upon you that, Lord, you'll just be with us in this meeting, Amen. Father God. Meet every single need, Father God, every single desire of the heart, Father. We're just depending upon you, Father, Lord, just to have you right away. For we commit this service into your hands, I please pray, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Let's sing that song. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a song. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a blessing is, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the Everlasting. Oh yeah. And secure for all our lives. Yeah. Oh yes, leaning on the everlasting. Oh yes, oh how sweet the path it grows, pilgrim way. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh how bright the path it grows. Leaning on the everlasting, yes, I'm leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. I'm leaning on the everlasting. Oh yes, what have I to do? Oh, Amen. You know, sometimes saints, if you think deep about these things, if God could speak and say, Daniel, thou art greatly beloved, I'm being sent from above. That's how he must bring that message for me, brother. To say, you are greatly beloved. Amen. I've brought you good news from the time you started praying. Amen. The Lord had heard your prayer. Amen. It's nice like that. And God is watching us. Amen. Let's slow it down now. Let's sing that song. I have a maker. He for my eye. Oh. Time began, my life was in his hand. Aren't you glad he knows? He knows my name. He knows. He knows my name. Oh Lord, we're glad you see. He sees. It's tea that falls.
Ooh.
Let's tell him now. Hallelujah. I'm looking by eyes of faith across that river with my faith. It's gonna end in time. There's just a few more, just a few. There's just a few more days to labor for Jesus. Hallelujah. In prison's chains, Paul and Silas prayed that night. They didn't play. They didn't play that night. They prayed that night. They prayed so much there was an earthquake and they escaped the prison. We heard it preached many times, but we've not seen it in action in our lives. Amen. In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stride, oh, Paul and Silas, let's pray that night. Hallelujah. And in the bed, they sang, they sang. I bless your name. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the Lord, the truth, the way. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, oh, if you should find you in a place and in your mind, reach out and praise, defy those chains, and they will fall in Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Oh, glory be to God. I give you honor. Oh, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. So if you find, oh, that in your life, you in a midst of time so hard, reach out by faith, defy the words I know you will find. You know, I bless your name.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Another Friday. And here we are in your presence, Lord. Father, we want to thank you. We thank you for the week so far. You have already done wondrously with us. Our going out and coming in, those who have been going to work, they've gone and back. In our homes, how he has fed us. Oh, the Lord is good. Amen. And even giving us journey messages all the way from our homes, far and near. So, as we have come, the Lord knows our heart. He knows every request. He knows every need. He knows every petition. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many believe that?
Amen.
Yeah. So he's here to listen to our cries.
Amen.
And we believe that tonight he is going to give us a word of assurance to
Hallelujah.
Place upon our hearts that whatever need or request that's upon our hearts is already answered.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It's already answered. Oh, it's already answered.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, before we pray, let us, already prayer has been offered, and so we can read our thanksgiving and our prayer request, and then we shall commit the service into the hands of the Lord. Amen. So here's a thanksgiving from our precious sister Talent. She would like to thank the Lord for the oral surgery that was successful today.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Amen. And as long as she is here, oh, that shows that all is well.
Amen.
So we thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Then we have a prayer request here. Precious Brother Blood also is having a back pain, requesting prayer. And he's standing here.
Amen.
Oh, that's faith, brother.
Amen.
God bless you. You're already healed.
Amen.
In
yeah.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
We will pray, brother. We will pray and everything will be okay. And then our precious sister Lydia also has lost her uncle. And she wants to be, let us remember her in prayer that the Lord will encourage her and comfort her. Amen.
Amen.
He's our comforter. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, oh, you have given us another privilege, another Friday, oh God, for us to come to your presence, Lord. And Father, we have come also with trust and faith and believe in the Lord God tonight. Oh, you are going to meet us, Lord, according to your riches in glory. Oh, yes, Lord, we believe it, Lord. So, Father, we humble ourselves and surrender all to you. Oh, as Father, we lift up our hearts, oh God, oh, to receive a word of inspiration tonight, Lord. So, Father, help us, Lord, that your word, oh God, will do something in us, Lord. Oh, even to keep us, Lord, in the right path, Lord Jesus. Oh, to give us utterances tonight, Lord. Oh, to pray, oh Lord Jesus. Pray with all our hearts, Lord. Oh, knowing that, oh God, yes, tonight, oh, our requests, our petitions, our needs, Lord. Father, you are going to meet every one of them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. So, Father, in your hands we commit all now, Lord, as we look into your word, Lord. Father, bless the reading of your word. And, Lord, let it be, yes, the inspiration that we will need, oh God, tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. And, Lord, your servant, oh, Lord, I hide myself right now, God. I decrease now, Lord. That, Lord, you will increase because we want to hear from you, Lord. So, Father, bless your word as we read. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Yes. Shall we take ours? Bible suggests one verse. Jeremiah 32, and it's a scripture everyone knows about it. Jeremiah 32, we shall read verse 27. Oh, yes. Tonight, the Lord wants to ask us a question. And he wants everyone to answer that question. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. He said, behold, my. Behold. Oh, yes, sir.
Glory.
It's catching everybody's attention. It's catching everyone's attention. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. That means everyone here. Oh, yes. Now the question comes, is there anything too hard for me? Or is the question, is there anything too hard for me? Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, all things are possible in your name. Oh, praise the Lord. All things are possible in your name.
Amen.
There is nothing that you can do.
That's
right. Amen. So that's our belief tonight, Lord, that you are going to meet each and everyone tonight. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, yes, you can do all things.
Amen.
That's our answer. Amen. And so, Lord, we know you will be able to answer every petition and need tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Because we believe that you can do all things.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, let your word now, oh, be made perfect in us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? God richly bless you.
Amen.
Yes, we keep on coming every Friday because our master has admonished us that we should pray always.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That we should pray always. Don't quit, my brother. Don't quit, my sister. Don't doubt.
Amen.
Amen. He is telling us that men ought always to pray. And not to faint.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So my brother, the thing is that, and my sister, the thing is that we don't allow ourselves, you see, to be apprehended by doubts. We don't allow ourselves to be apprehended by doubts.
Amen.
Or unbelief.
Amen.
Or frustration.
True. Bye.
Amen. But rather, we press on.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, to see and to claim the purpose of our lives.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
We will not allow ourselves to be what? Apprehended by what? Any frustration or unbelief or doubts.
Amen.
But the thing is that we press on to apprehend rather the purpose of God in our lives.
Amen.
What God has a purpose for us.
Amen.
That's what we want to apprehend.
Amen.
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 You see, we are people who are really persuaded, you see. So no matter how the storms will rise, the storms of life will rise against us. Amen. No matter. We know that our faith is already anchored. Amen.
Amen.
The anchor holds. And so, my brother, my sister, that makes us what? Overcomers.
Amen.
We are more than overcomers.
Amen.
Because our anchor holds no matter how the tide.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, being overcomers, we know one of the exhortations that Jesus had given to us. And that was the exhortation he gave to the church of Smyrna. Amen. He said, I know thy works. See, the Lord knows that we are doing well. Amen. He knows that we are doing well. My brother, he knows that you are doing well.
Amen.
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 So he said, I know thy works. And then I know your tribulations also. I know your poverty.
Amen.
But thou art rich.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
But thou art rich.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I hear the amen is not coming.
Amen.
Don't outreach.
Amen.
Okay, I'll shout amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise
amen.
The Lord. And he said, this thing saith who? The first and the last, which was dead and is alive.
Glory.
You see how he has introduced himself to us.
Thank you, Lord.
He is the first and the last.
Amen.
The Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
The beginning and the end.
Amen.
Which was dead and is alive.
Amen.
That means he has conquered what? Death and the grave.
Amen.
That's him.
Amen.
That's him. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet making comments on this, he said, there he is, the chief shepherd of the flock.
My.
See? Walking in the midst of his people and knowing every need that is upon the hearts of the
Amen.
People.
Amen.
He knows everything. He said, I know your tribulations.
Amen.
I know your sufferings.
Amen.
I know your needs. I know your petitions. Then the prophet said, and he does not, see, but he does not hold back the persecution. Lord, you said you know, but for a very long time, I'm still waiting. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, he doesn't stem the tribulation.
No.
He does not.
No.
He simply says, I know your tribulation.
Amen.
Amen. Then the prophet said, but one thing is that I am not at all unmindful
Amen.
Of your sufferings.
Amen.
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 I'm not at all unmindful of what? Of your sufferings.
Amen.
See, this is something the prophet said, it can stumble a lot of people. Because you don't understand why, God, you know my needs. You know what I'm requesting. You know what I'm crying for. And for all this time, it's not forthcoming. All that you say that I know. And every day you walk in the midst of your people. He said it could be a stumbling block even to some people, you see. But he said, the prophet said, but it is all with a purpose.
Amen.
Amen. It is all with a purpose.
My.
He said, if he did not have a purpose, then it will be, he will be the what? The altar of frustration.
Amen.
If God hasn't got a purpose, why, brother, maybe your needs is not forthcoming at the way how you want it. Eh? But it's a purpose
Amen.
Behind it.
Amen.
Because if he hasn't got any purpose, why? Probably your case is still pending, then he becomes what? The altar of frustration, but he is not.
Amen.
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 But rather he is what? He's the altar of peace.
Amen.
His purpose is that after we have suffered a while, all for a purpose, eh?
Yes,
after we have suffered for a while, we would be made what? Perfect.
Amen.
Be established.
Yes,
be strengthened.
Amen.
And settled.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
See? You remember Jesus walking with the disciples one time, met a man that had been born blind. You remember that story?
My.
Amen. The disciples asked, Master, who did sin? Did this man or his parents, that he was born blind? But Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that's the purpose.
Amen.
Why he was born blind.
Amen.
Until a time to come for him what? To see. And my brother, when you read that event, oh, it's very interesting. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When this man's sight was given, was restored, the neighbors said, wasn't this man who was blind? Some say, yeah, it's him. Some say, yeah, it's not him. Oh, praise the Lord. They ask me, are you the person? Say, yes, I am. Who opened your eyes? He said, well, for now, I don't know, but there is a man that's called Lord Jesus. You know, you know the story already. Amen. When Jesus used a clay and then used it on the eyes that go to what? The pool of Siloam. Amen. And wash. So he knew that the man who sent him is Jesus, but he couldn't see him face to face at that time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, when the sight of that man alone made many people to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the purpose, one of the purposes. Amen. Amen. And it threw some people also overboard. The Pharisees and the scribes who would not believe on Jesus Christ, it threw them somewhere. So there is always a purpose. God has a purpose. There it is, the purpose of God, that the works of God should be made manifest in this man. Amen. So God always has a purpose. And so, my brother, my sister, if you are waiting for your answer, keep on holding. Amen. His promised word. Amen. Just keep on holding on to it. Amen. Maybe it is his word of patience also unto you. Amen. His word of patience. That's another word, or the tension that we have as what? Overcomers. And that was to the church of what? Philadelphia. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. Amen. You've kept my word of what? Patience. So some promises, when you have taken them, they are his word of patience to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, Joseph had a very bright beginning and even had a wonderful dream about what? A great future. Amen. Amen. But his life took a sudden turn. The storms of life brought him low from that height where he was. Amen. Amen. And for his patience, he would have what? Given up. For his patience, he would have what? Given up. But he never allowed himself to be apprehended by what? Frustration. Look at where he was. And now, where he had now, he was as a prisoner. My brother, he had been brought low, but not down. From those heights. And because of his patience, he held on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he believed the dream that God has given to him, it would surely come to pass. He believed it in his heart. Amen. So that's what the psalmist said in 105, that until the time that his word came, the word of God would tried him. And what's the meaning of that? You see, the promised word of God which came to him in a dream had to go through a test of what? Trials. Amen. A test of what? A test of patience. A test of affliction. A test of temptations. Amen. Amen. The dream that God gave to him, that's the word of God. That was the promised word of God. It has to go through what? A test of what? Patience. Amen. It has to go through a test of temptation. Amen. It has to go through a test of affliction. He was believing that he would surely be what? One day, his brothers, his parents will bow before him. That shows that he will be a great man.
Amen.
Amen. But that word of God, that promise, it went through a test. Amen. But he said, because thou hast kept my word of patience, I'll keep thee also from the hour of temptation. Look at the temptation that came to him. Because he was keeping that promise with all patience, God also did what? He saved him from the hour of what? Temptation. You know that temptation we are talking about? Amen. You know it? In Potiphar's house. See? A test of temptation. Oh, it would have been what? It was really a good one, eh? My master's wife. Oh, that will make me a real. We will live in secret, you see. My brother said, no! It went through that test. It went through a test of affliction when he was thrown into what? Into prison. But Joseph never gave up. That's what God is expecting from us, my brother. Whatever promise you have taken, looking unto God, it will go through a test. And he's watching your patience. Amen. Because if you have that patience for him, still believing that, yes, one day, it will surely come to pass, my brother, my sister, whatever temptation that will come your way, you see, he would, hey, that's what he's saying. He said, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation also.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Keep you away from the, even when you go through afflictions, you are conditioned. You remember the Pepe Maggot? You see? You are conditioned. So, you will be rejoicing even in affliction.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, my brother, my sister, hold on to that promise of God. What you, your request, you are holding it as what? The promise of God that he will what? Fulfill that your heart desire. Hold on to it by faith, my brother. Hold on to it by faith, my sister. Oh, yes. See, whatever you have taken into your heart, it is the word of God. Whatever you are expecting that God will do in your life, it is the will of God, the word of God in you. Amen. And what promise has he given to us about that? He said, my word. Tonight, whatever you pronounce is going to be what? God's word. And he said, my word. So whatever you pronounce tonight, utter tonight in prayer, it will not return to you void. He said what? It will what? It will accomplish. It will be established.
Amen.
Because it's the word of God. You have taken a promise, Lord. You said, I should ask, and all you, I will be given. Amen. I should seek, and I will find. I should knock, and it shall be opened unto me. Lord, tonight I'm praying. I'm knocking, Lord. You know this is my need, Lord. Oh, Father, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ, your word will surely come to pass. Amen. My brother, this word will not return to you void.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's look at someone that we see, Joseph. Let's look at someone like Job. Let's turn to James 5, reading from 10 and 11. James 5, 10 and 11. Quickly. James, apostle, he said, take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of what? Patience. Amen. Take them for what? An example. Amen. The prophets, those have spoken the word or the name of the Lord. Take them for an example of their suffering and afflictions and of what? Patience. Praise the Lord. Then verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Amen. Ye have heard the patience of Job. Amen. And have seen the end of the Lord. Please take notice of that. You have seen the end of the Lord. We will come to the end of the Lord. What is that? Amen. Amen. That the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Oh, that's him. That's him, my brother, my sister. A tender God. Oh, who is pitiful to our needs. See, Job, in his predicaments and in his sufferings, you know what he said? He said, he puts strength in me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, he puts what? Strength in me. That's Job 23, verse 6, the second part. He puts what? Strength in me. In all the afflictions, Job said, he puts what? Strength in me. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. What he said, he put strength in me. I believe you remember what Apostle Paul also said. Just in line with that, he said, for my strength is made what? Is made perfect in weakness. Amen. In all what he was going through, he said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. See? That's the way how God wants us to talk. In our needs and in our afflictions and in our whatever sorrow that you are going through, he wants us to be speaking like this. Take these people for what? For an example. That's the way, my brother. That's the way, my sister. Take them for an example. These prophets, those who spoke in the name of the Lord. Take their sufferings and their patience as what? As an example. Amen. And speak the way how they spoke. Amen. He put strength in me whilst he was suffering. And the other one said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness while he was suffering. Oh, for when I'm weak, then I am strong. Amen. So, what was the end of Job? The one we read, the end of the Lord. What was the end of Job? After he had what? Waited patiently. He said, so the Lord blessed the later ends of Job more than his beginning. You see? My brother, my sister, that's the way. After all those, he said what? The Lord blessed the later ends of Job more than his beginning. And he had what? 14,000 sheep. Wow. 6,000 camels. 1,000 yoke of oxen. 1,000 she asses. Oh, and he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. Amen. 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 You know, the other day, Pastor was saying that when he goes over there, his children will be 14. Amen. Amen. Those who were Satan, God allowed Satan to just take them along, you see. Plus these ones, you see, double. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's a man, that's what? Hold on to God's word of patience. Amen. So, my brother, my sister, let us what? Be patient, you see. One thing is that, you see, there is nothing like a wasted time in God. Take it, my brother, my sister. There is nothing like a wasted time in God. So don't panic. Wait patiently. Yours is what? Just be praying. Say, Lord, today I feel good. Thank you so much. Pray and be rejoicing. Because one thing is that what he did to what? Job is a type of what? A restoration. Amen. He will restore. That's what he said. I will restore. See, I will restore to you, the years. See, the years that the locusts have eaten, that the caterpillars have eaten. The canker worms and what? The palmer worms have eaten. I will restore those years back unto you. That's what he did for Job. I'll restore. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, and ye shall what? Eat in plenty. Shall eat in plenty and will be satisfied. And you'll be what? You have the privilege to what? To praise your God. Amen. Who had done wondrously with you. And he said, my people shall never be ashamed. That's what he said. You'll never be ashamed. He will restore. He's a God of restoration. Amen. So now we look at this thing quickly whilst we go to Abraham to just run it up. Our scripture. Jeremiah 22:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Amen. In the message book, is there anything too hard for me? The prophet said, Abraham was sitting in the door of the tent on a real hot day. It must have been a very hot day, perhaps. A lot of complaints had been coming in lately by the head man that all the grass were all gone. The land was drying up. And the cattle were becoming what? Very thin. And also the water supply was just about what? All gone. These complaints were what? Coming in. Just like what? Job was receiving them one after the other. Amen. The prophet said, we know by nature that it is darkest just before day. Amen. It is what? Darkest just before day. And many times when we see disastrous things, see, happening like that, my brother, my sister, in your life, when you begin to see all those disappointments, oh, it will look like God is silent. When you begin to see all those things, he said, especially to believers, we must bear in our mind that it is Satan trying to block the blessings that's on his road coming. Praise the Lord. When you see that, shows is a sign that Satan is what? You see that, your request is coming. He will try to what? Try to what? Put hindrances and obstacles in our way. And you see it as something, Lord. It's on the road coming. Amen. It's only because Satan is the one who is what? Trying to hold it. Amen. He said, when he tempts, you see, it is a time, saying, when he tempts and tries to block out, see, what is he doing? What is he trying to do? To get you to disbelieve. Amen. When things now start to get what? So hard and difficult. Oh, Lord. It's Satan who is trying to what? To get you to disbelieve. to place doubts in you. And then the prophet said, the worst thing that you can do is to disbelieve God. Amen. Brethren, the worst thing that you, a man will ever do is to do what? To disbelieve God, you see. He said, as soon as you get a little scared, see, you look at your situation and say, today, resources, pocket finished, resources finished. My, what am I going to do? When you get scared, Amen. He said, that's the time Satan takes that opportunity. Amen. Praise the Lord. To make the thing look so worse before you. Don't panic, my brother and my sister. Amen. Amen. He said, when you do that, Satan, you can't get to that as long as Satan makes you to think that. Your promises will still be holding. Amen. Amen. So let us take notice of that. He said, we are taught in the scriptures that all things work together for good to them that love God. See? And no matter how bad it seems, remember, it has to be working for your good. Amen. The prophet said, I am glad of that. It's working for your own good. When things look so gloom, it's working for your own good. Amen. So Satan was trying to block Abraham and Sarah because he knew that there was an angelic visitation coming. You see it? There was an angelic visitation coming. He knew it. And so he made things look so hard and difficult for Abraham with all these complaints. And the prophet said he took a chair and sat by what? And sat at the front of the tent. Amen. He said, old Abraham, faithful old brother. That didn't shake him one bit. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That didn't shake him one bit. He just walked over, got a chair, and sat down at the door of the tent. And the prophet said, I like that. Amen. And my brother and sister, what was he doing? Or what was he meditating upon? Praise the Lord. The prophet said, he was looking at the promise. In that difficult time, he was doing what? He was looking at the promise, believing that nothing is too hard for the Lord to perform. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, when a real Christian can get a hold of a promise of God and believe it for him, he said, he is satisfied while he's nursing the strength. Amen. Amen. When a real Christian gets a hold of a promise word of God and believe it for himself, he is satisfied whilst he is nursing the strength. Amen. 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 Have you taken any promise word of God into your heart? You've taken it. Eh? The word of God, the prophet said, is what? It's like what? A seed. Sure. Huh? And a seed, when you take it, a seed, the promised word of God is inside that seed. Amen. That when you plant it in a fertile ground, it will do what? It will yield. Some are 60-fold, some are 100-fold. But the thing is that you don't just put it there and then what? Close your eyes. But you do what? You start nursing it. Amen. Clearing what? The weeds around it. As it shoots up, you clear what? The weeds. You don't leave that young plant for the weeds. Oh, yes, they will destroy it. So you do what? You nurse that growing plant. Amen. And then what? You'll be watering them. Doing that promised word of God, that it will yield 100-fold, it will come to pass. Amen. That's how we take the promised word of God. You go to others and say, He is satisfied whilst he's nursing the strength. Amen. Amen. You got to nurse what that promised word you've taken. He said, if a real Christian will get a hold of a promised word of God and believe it for himself, he is satisfied whilst he's what? Nursing. My brother, my sister, take that word, be nursing it. That does say as the Lord.
Amen.
Praying over it, that's the nursing. Praying over it, believing that it will surely have to what, yield 100-fold unto you.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. The prophet said, I love that. Satisfaction of knowing that God said so.
Amen.
You are satisfied. You know very well the seed, as long as you have planted it in what? On the good grounds.
Yeah.
What is the good grounds? On the heart, you see, your heart, your good grounds. There's nothing, there's no doubts, there's no unbelief here. Amen. And so as you've planted that seed, that word of God in your heart, my brother, be nursing it, and it will come to pass, it will yield for you.
Amen.
Amen. We are now coming to pray. Now listen to this place. I believe that will give some encouragement to some people. He said, the prophet said, even Lot. The prophet said, even Lot, in his backsliding condition, sitting out there by the gate. Which gate? The gate of Sodom, huh?
Yeah.
With all his backsliding, eh? The prophet said, a little spark was still left in his heart. Amen. A little spark was still left in his heart.
Amen.
And when those two angels were coming, he was able to recognize that they were what? They were angels of God.
Amen.
Amen. A little spark. That's what the prophet is saying. Even a backsliding Lot, with that little spark, he was able to recognize what? The angels of
Amen.
God. And as he was able to recognize them, it what? It saved him from the destruction of Sodom.
Amen.
Amen. And so, if you are, maybe your faith is so down, but I believe everybody's faith, maybe it's a little spark. Eh? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet told the church of Sardis, he said, look, be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. Praise the Lord. And so even if there is a little spark, a little faith tonight that is in your heart, the prophet said, you'll be able to move mountains.
Amen.
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 Amen. Even your faith, if it's so down, that little spark of faith,
Amen.
Or like a mustard seed,
Amen.
My brother, my sister, is going to move what? Mountains tonight.
Amen.
And so, my brother, my sister, there is nothing like a wasted time in God.
Amen.
Keep on, my brother.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when Daniel, the message was coming to him, what happened?
My.
The prince of Persia obstructed him.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen.
And God had to send Michael to go and fight that enemy, to give what? Gabriel a free pass, to bring what? The answer to Daniel.
Amen.
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 But tonight, greater than Michael is here.
Amen.
Greater than Michael is here.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister, your answer is in his hand tonight, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, let us what? That little spark that is left.
Amen.
Let's stand on the promise of God. Let's stand on the promises of God.
Amen.
It do not fail.
Amen.
The promises of God.
Amen.
Stand on the promises of God.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand and let's sing that song. We are standing on the promises of God tonight. We shall not fail. Amen.
Amen.
And we will The prayer requests, we have them here. Amen. We've not forgotten. Yeah, let's sing it in a real strong faith. Amen. Amen. But that's where we are standing tonight. Amen. On the promises of God. Oh, today if we had to close from 10 o'clock here, it's okay. Amen. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal legends let the praises ring. Glory in the highest and the top I sing. Oh, standing on the promises of God.
Oh, yes. Oh,
standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. And by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Oh yes, I'm standing. Oh yes, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God. Can't see perfect, blessed, in the of me. Standing in the liberty with Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Oh yes, I'm standing. I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound in fate eternally, but nothing scored, overcoming daily with the Spirit. So, oh, standing on the promises of God.
Oh yes, we are standing.
I am standing.
The promises of God.
Standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. Promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior and the Holy Lord. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Oh yes, I'm standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Promises of God. I am standing, 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 standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Yeah, that's where we are standing tonight. The promised word of God, we are standing on it tonight. That's what we, every request is a promise to you, to me. So tonight, my brother, my sister, oh, as we sing this song so that we prepare ourselves to prayer, my boat of life, no matter wherever it sails, amen. Even like Daniel was, like Joseph was brought low, but not down. Amen. Amen.
My boat of life sails in troubled seas.
As we prepare our hearts, we sing this song.
There's a wind in my sail. Over me.
can he come to the heights above the peaks? My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. He brings me low, but never brings me down. Oh, I know the master of the weak. Oh, I know the maker of the weak. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of.
Lord, we know who you are. No matter tonight, Lord, we thank you that your word has given us an assurance. Amen. It has planted an assurance upon our hearts that no matter, you will surely meet each and every one of our heart desires and our requests and petitions. We know that, oh God, your promised word will never fail. So, Lord, tonight, ask your children to go down on your knees. They stand, they bow down their hearts, Lord, towards you, Lord. Father, you know every need already. Oh, Lord, reach each and every one. We are following the examples of the prophets. Yes, we are going through every faith, every test and afflictions and patience, Lord. And we know that, Lord, tonight, no, we will surely, Lord, receive from you. Amen. Let's put ourselves into prayer now. Let's pray. My brother, my sister, whatever need tonight. Parents, let us be praying also for our children. Let's be praying for our children. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, we come before the Lord and upon this time, Father, thanking thee so much, Lord, Father, for your goodness, your kindness that was given unto us, Lord, Father, your mercy, thou, Lord, extended unto us, Lord, even upon this night in the way of your word. Father, how thou hast, Lord, Father, ministered, Lord, direct you, Lord, Father, for precious Savior, personally, Lord, Father, to me. Lord, I'm grateful, Father. I just look to thee and I thank thee, Father, for Lord, for the word that keeps just coming, Lord. Are we praying that, Lord, Father, it will continue to come. Lord, may it continue to come and bless us and to lift us and, Lord, Father, to edify us, O God, to raise, Lord, Father, O precious Savior, that is within us, O God. All we want, Lord, is a little step closer to Christ. Lord, is a step closer to thee, Father, to that very presence, O God, Lord, precious Savior, that, Lord, Father, oh, we covet, Lord, that presence, Lord, that, Lord, is sweeter as the day goes by. Father, we're thankful, we're grateful, we look unto thee, even upon this time. For Lord, God, Father, Lord, you said, Father, to the prophet that time, Lord, you said, Lord, this time, Lord, Father, you said, you will meet him there. Savior, when the doors shut, Lord, Father, Lord, the world around us is shut outside, oh God, just like the priest would enter, Lord, within the inner veil, oh God, the curtains were shut behind him, oh God, Lord, it was Lord, a personal show, a private show, it was just you and him, oh God, Father, Lord, Savior, it's in those places, oh God, where you lift us, where you raise us, Lord, Father, where you quicken us, where you translate us, oh God, where, Father, oh God, the great things happen, oh precious Savior, as you said to your prophet, those great things happen in silence, oh God, Father, it's in these very places, Lord, Father, where children to be lost, to be loved, to be holy and precious, given unto thee, oh God, Father, we're just looking unto you, Lord, even upon this time, Lord, drawing from that presence, even upon this time, Savior, we don't want, Lord, Father, to miss out, Lord, Father, even
Lord, on the worship, Lord, miss out, Lord, Father, on your presence, Lord, Father, that would come amidst us and cleanse and sanctify us and purge us and wash us clean. Lord Jesus, we ask your grace, even amidst this time, we ask, oh God, your blessed, beloved assurance and strength, even upon the South City, God, Father, looking unto thee, thanking thee, for Lord, our brother, Lord, who's ministered unto us, brother Maxwell, restore virtue, restore strength, Father, give unto him, Lord, Father, as he desires, Lord Savior, oh precious Savior, to stand again before the assembly of the saints, oh God, and to minister, Lord Savior, to give his all like he does, Lord Savior. Bless him, Lord Savior. Grant him, Lord Father, many days hence, Lord, even in that way. Bless our pastor, Lord, as well. Give grace, Lord Father, even for this weekend, Lord. Father, you give virtue, give strength, give grace, Lord, we pray. Even upon this day, Lord Savior, raise him, O God, from glory unto glory, from strength unto strength, O God. For Lord Father, what better, what greater, Lord Father, can a man desire than, Lord Father, to pray himself even into that presence, O God. Lord, and just stand personally, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, face to face in the presence of God. Oh, precious Savior, we pray your grace. And for our pastor, Lord, we pray for our brother Eddie, Lord, his family, Lord Savior, we pray your grace. All these brethren, Lord, that stand, Lord, Father, in the forefront of the ministry, Lord Savior, feeding us daily, Lord Savior, this bread of life, bread from heaven, Lord Savior. We pray your grace, Lord Savior, for brother, Lord, his family, bless the brethren, keep them, Lord, even upon all times, oh God. Bless our brother Clayton as well. Lord, Father, bless him, Lord, his family, thanking thee for that miracle, Lord. Father, with his wife, Lord, we pray your grace, Lord. Father, for his circumstance with that housing, Lord Savior, make the way, Lord, open that door. Father, that he get that place, Lord Savior. Father, in my vicinity, Lord Savior, I pray, even upon this time, Lord Savior, God. Oh, Jesus, Lord Savior, the angel of the Lord is near. Lord, it's time, Lord, to place these needs and requests before thee, O God. Father, we pray your grace, Lord. Father, open those doors, we pray. Even amidst this time, God, we pray the Father, the worst way, we pray for you as well. Father, give grace that, Lord, Father, you take leave of work. And Lord, Father, come to these many places, O God. Lord, there's Tito, Lord, and Patch as well. Father, you know, precious Savior, Lord, it's hard to persuade them to come, Lord Savior, as we are, Lord Father, following, Lord Savior, the precepts that, Lord Father, we are asking them to do, Lord Savior. We pray, Father, your mercy, we pray your grace, O God. Father, for Lord Savior, Father, thy people, Lord Savior, bless us, we pray. Even amidst this day, Lord Savior, keep us, we ask, even upon this time. Oh, Brother Burgess, his family, we pray for him. Brother, Lord Savior, my Lord Savior, Brother, to die, kill him, journey with his Lord. Even upon the new day, Lord, bless us now. Lord, even upon this night, as we would watch and pray, as Lord Savior, we would, Lord Father, tarry through the night, Lord Savior, just searching, Lord Savior, thee in all righteousness, Lord Father, we're looking unto thee, the author, the finisher, even of Lord, the very things that we search after, Lord Savior, God. All we want, Lord Father, is more and more of thee, Lord, and less of us, O God. Give us, Lord Savior, as we are, Father, truly in need, Lord Savior, thy grace. Truly, Lord, in need, Lord Father, even of Lord, that precious presence, Lord, Lord, for it, Lord, to come, Lord Father, and just, Lord Savior, wash us, and Lord Father, cleanse and sanctify us, purge us, O God. Lord, just be, Lord Savior, that sweet smelling savor, even amidst us, Lord, we pray, even upon this time, putting our families unto thee, even upon this time, thou knowest them all by name, we lay them unto thee, asking your grace. Father, undertake, we pray, thanking thee, Lord Father, for that wonderful and powerful testimony from that sister. Oh, Father, we only prayed, oh God, Lord Savior, on Saturday, Lord Savior, and we said that the visa, oh God, for her to go to Canada would be out, Lord Father, oh, this week, Lord Savior, and look, Father, the Friday, Lord Savior, it came, oh God, Father, precious Savior, what can we say? Oh, Father, we give you the glory, we give you the grace. Bless a husband and a son. Lord, just make all things to work out. The many things that are coming from Lord Lithuania, we pray your grace. So bless all the things that we pray for. Lord, even that sister, Lord Savior, Father, Lord, a situation, undertake. We believe, Lord, in the same breath, Lord, and in the same testimony, Lord Savior, to think, oh, Father, our brother, use the very same scripture of Jeremiah 32. Oh, God, we, Lord, Father, we read 17 and 27, 7. Oh, God, Lord Savior, we thank thee for your grace. We thank thee, Father, for your mercy, oh God. Father, be glorified, oh God, confirming your word, even upon, Lord Savior, Oh God, a daily basis, Lord Savior. Lead us, guide us, Lord. Give deliverance, Lord, even unto that matter, Lord, we pray. Even upon this time, Lord Savior. Father, remembering all, even upon this time, oh God, remembering, Lord Savior, the needs of the people, Lord God. Father, committing them unto thee, even upon this time, Lord Savior God. Oh Father, Lord Savior, we come before thee, even upon this time. Lord, our Lord, need for our sister. Glory, Lord Savior, for Lord, that funeral, Lord, to be, Father, by October, Lord. I believe, Lord Savior, it will be so as she has requested, Lord. Father, if we just persist and pray that it will be thus, oh God. Lord, we pray your grace, Lord, even upon this time. Father, Lord Savior, oh God, what a time do we live, Lord, where, Lord Savior, you are challenged, Lord, and you want us, Lord Savior, to bring such needs and to bring such petitions, Lord, Father. Oh, you don't deny us, oh God. Lord, when we come with whatever, Lord Savior, you've always answered, Lord Savior. Father, we are just thanking thee, Lord Savior, for your goodness, your kindness, Lord. Thanking thee most of all, Father, for that presence, Lord, that is always there. Oh, Father, to confirm, always there, Lord Savior. Father, just to, Lord Savior, Father, overshadow, Lord Savior, and just to humble us, Lord, even upon our times, oh God. Father, we're looking unto thee, Lord Savior. Oh, God, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, you said in your word, the Lord is my shepherd, David said, Lord, and I shall not lack. Lord, there's nothing that I need, Lord Savior, if I'm in your presence, oh God. Father, we are grateful, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we live unto thee, Lord Savior. Oh, bless us, be with us. Guide us, Lord Savior, shepherd us, Lord. You know the needs of the assembly, Lord, this night, Lord Savior, the requests that are there before us, oh God. We lay them before thee, our brother world. Give him generous his back, we pray, even upon this time, Savior God. Lead us in all that we do, Lord Savior, that, Lord Father, we be closer drawn to thee. All we want is to be more like thee, Lord Savior God, or to be like thee, Lord Savior, Father. Oh God, would be our desire. Father, we lay all unto thee, Lord, even upon this time. Father, be glorified, Lord Savior. Come by, Lord Father, we pray, even upon this time, Lord Savior God. Thanking thee for the weather. Thanking thee, Lord Savior, for all the good things that you do unto us, oh God. Thanking thee, Lord Savior, for saints of like precious faith, for our families, oh God. Thanking thee for our children, Lord Savior, praying for revival, even amidst their lives, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord Savior, we want, Lord Savior, also to experience, Lord, Father, such, Lord, amidst our lives, oh God. Father, guide us, keep us, Lord, sustain us, direct us, Lord. Oh, help our infirmities, we pray, even upon this time, those weak places, we ask, Lord Savior, for your grace, even amidst this day, Lord Savior God. Oh, Father, be glorified, Lord, be lifted above, oh, Lord Savior. Father, as we are, Lord, Father, truly grateful, Father, for this open door, this fellowship that we have, Lord Savior God. Whereas we have it, Lord, Father, how long will it be, we don't know, but Lord, let us treasure these moments, treasure these times, oh God. Father, we just looking unto thee. Bless the saints, Lord. Father, keep us, Lord, even this weekend, the meetings in Carlo, we pray for them. Lord, we ask your grace that thou would be with everything, Lord, that will be said and done. That man, Kieron, Lord Savior, even, Lord, he expressed an interest in coming. If he does make it, Lord, I know the word, Father, that Lord Savior and the things that he searches and desires amidst his heart would be ministered unto him, Lord Savior God. Make a way, we pray, even upon this day, Lord Savior God. Father, give grace, Lord Savior. Lord, you know the questions, Lord, that he has. We pray your grace may be answered in the ministering of the word, oh God. Father, precious Savior, we pray for, Lord, Carlo, the meeting, the blessing, Lord. Let it be a blessing, we pray, even upon this weekend, Lord Savior. Remembering us here as well, we pray likewise for us, oh God. Lord, continue, Lord Savior, to guide, continue to feed, we pray, even upon this time, Lord Savior God. And lead us as we go to and fro from our homes, Lord, from these holy convocations, oh God. Keep us, preserve us even along the roads, oh God. Father, oh precious Savior, come, Lord Savior, here. Be glorified, Lord, even upon this night, Lord Savior. Fellowship with us, oh God. Be grateful, Father, for Lord Savior. Oh, Father, you are always attentive and waiting, Father, precious Savior, for our supplications, oh God. We lay all unto thee, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. Even in that little, Lord, Father, finance, Lord Savior, they wasn't cut, Lord, in Lord Savior, that way that we expected. We are so grateful, Father, and we look unto thee, Lord Savior, desiring, Lord Savior, to clear up, Lord Savior, Father, whatever bills we have, Lord Savior, we ask your grace. Father, shepherd us, lead us, Lord, guide us, Lord Savior, awaken us, Lord Savior, lead us always, Lord Father, that, Lord, we would stand on these promises that's been ministered, Lord Savior. Lord, these promises are made unto us, Lord, and you said you'll never leave us, Lord, forsake us, oh God. Guide us, Lord, tonight. Keep us, my Father, I pray. Grant us your grace. Grant us your mercy, oh God. We pray for our young ones, oh God. They too, Lord, may have, Lord, that supernatural experience, Lord. And they too, Lord, Savior, would know the way, Father, to pray. They know the way to thee, Lord, Father, oh God. Lord, even
pray your grace. Keep us, my God, I pray. Sustain us, shepherd us, Lord. And we thank thee for your presence, your grace that has been here, even upon this time. Say, lead us now, guide us, Lord. Shepherd us. We ask, even upon this time. Direct us, Lord. Lift us. We ask of these things because you said to ask them. We ask them, believing that you would supply, even as we have need, Lord. Father, we just look to you, even upon this time. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your wisdom.
Behold, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. All things are possible in my name. Amen. 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 All things are possible in my name. I'm an answering God.
Amen. Amen.
And as we have prayed, he will answer.
Amen.
And he has already answered. So we sing that song, and whilst we are singing, we still remember the prayer request here. Our precious brother Vlad having a back pain and requesting prayer, and our precious sister Lydia also, as we seek that the Lord will comfort her and strengthen her in the demise of her uncle. So we sing the song. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. And we ask our pastor to come
and
commit this prayer request into the hands of the Lord.
He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, by faith, the answer came.